$15 million to help them through their sponsorship. Like, seriously, what an entitled bunch of prima donnas they are, Glenda.
That seems to be where we've come with our sport.
Oh, dear. And as for Gina Rinehart and climate change, she just believes that we're warming. I know what Gina believes about this, that we are overreacting and overspending to try and save the planet when we can't save the planet. She's aligned with me. Gina Rinehart is not a denier, but they jump to these conclusions, you see, when you start to ask serious questions about climate change, serious scientific questions about climate change. But how ungrateful are they, Glenda? That's what I think of it.
Disgusting. And I'm in my 70s and I've never seen anything like what's going on in Australia.
How ungrateful to make some sort of political point over climate change. Give us a break. Thank you, Glenda. Appreciate that. And thank you for raising it for our listeners.
Thank you.
Yeah, can you believe that? Like, they should be so lucky. Netball is in all sorts of drama at the moment. So what does Gina do? Use her Hancock Prospecting Company to chip in $15 million to prop up the sport in Australia after those who run the sport mismanage the whole thing. And then they, like brats, refuse to wear the uniform because Lang Hancock said something 30 years ago. How stupid is that? That is the most stupid thing I've ever heard. That's ancient history. And then you've got Gina now, because she has doubts about what we're spending on climate change. Well, she has very, very, I think, authentic doubts about what we're spending on climate change, because the scientific evidence is we cannot change the temperature of the planet from Australia. We simply can't. Just incredible. Polly's declaring items. Carla from Greenwich writes, what about on